This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung.
Welcome back, Chunky's on 106.7
The Fan. This is my favorite Christmas song. It's Brenda Lee. I love this song. Yeah, this is Brenda Lee. This is one of my favorite. This is probably my favorite Christmas song.
Very nice. Oh, we are live on NBC Sports Washington on a Redskins Friday, presented by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino
sack.
At Charlestown Races.
You'll get your sack soon enough.
It's we got a lot going on. Thank you to The Palm.
Yes, thank you.
They're here.
Spread is amazing.
They're actually just made me an omelet.
Did Tim
come
over?
Oh, you got food? I went over there. They rejected me. They decapitated me.
That looks amazing. That looks really good.
I wouldn't ask the guy if I could have food. He said 5 minutes.
You know what? Talk to him in
Spanish.
They're
getting ready. They
decapitated me. Talk to him in Spanish and you get hooked.
You're sitting there. I want some tuna tartare or whatever that is. Not even tartar.
They have lobster. They have tuna. They have everything.
I think the tartar's chopped up.
But you know what? They can throw the lobster in your omelet.
It's ahi tuna.
Ricky.
Tartar. I want the ahi tuna. Yeah.
I know you're a big lobster guy.
I'm a big lobster guy.
So thank you to The Palm. We have a lot going on the show. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. There are Junkies Confessionals, which listeners will be able to see at thesportsjunkies.com.
I'm not doing it.
And thefandc.com.
I don't like it.
Shorts is working feverishly.
He
and
is.
Josh. Lucky. Yes, Lucky. They are blogging at thefandc.com and thesportsjunkies.com, so you can follow along that way. Of course, you can watch on NBC Sports Washington.
Are we going to register our BACs
Let's
right
do it now.
I think
that's
we
what
need
we're
going to
do.
That.
We need to thank Sergeant Thorne and Officer Perez. They're here once again.
Yes.
Annual tradition. And we need to let people know, don't drink and drive.
Do not.
We took Lyft this morning.
Because we're
smart.
You
can designate a sober driver.
Smart people.
Or use RAP's Sober Ride, which is now powered by Lyft. Starting December 15th, go to SoberRide.com if you want more details and get the Lyft coupon.
My
code.
Lyft driver looked like an enforcer for the Russian mob.
It's not a coupon, it's a coupon.
It's a coupon. Nobody says coupon.
Yeah.
People that
do.
Are raised in Puerto Rican and Italian households say coupons. Cakes?
Yes.
Both of my parents' first language?
Yes.
Not English.
That is true. That's a very good point.
They said coupon.
My guy this morning was listening to NPR the whole time.
Oh, that tilted
you. Should have told him to turn it off.
Right, we need to do baseline
torture. NPR. They've taken so much money out of my pocket.
Breathalyzers. Typically,
why do you give them money?
Before you start drinking, I've had a shot and I finished my first vodka Red Bull. I'll be perfectly honest.
Yeah,
Somebody said this.
At the end.
I said I am pacing myself like I do during a running
race.
You're
like Ray Leonard and Hagler.
And at the end,
then you're gonna finish strong.
You see the finish line.
Yeah,
no,
you're like
then
you
sprint.
It's Leonard Hagler at the end of each round.
Oh, so he's gonna
try to steal
at
it
at the end.
Yeah, he's gonna
I
try
see
to
what
steal
he's
it.
Doing.
No moss. No moss.
I don't know if it's gonna work.
No, that was the Duran.
That was Duran.
You talk about fights from 40 years ago.
Why don't you zip it?
Bunch of fossils. I do like your shirt, by the way. I do like Buddy the Elf. He makes me laugh.
That's my hero.
Buddy the Elf makes your boy Flakes
laugh. I don't think people understand. Jason fully dressed up in costume today.
You have to blow a little harder.
As he should. It's festive.
He's got like Santa pants.
It's a festive show, EB.
Are you wearing? I know you don't wear underwear. Are you wearing like champion shorts underneath, or are you free balling it?
Sweaty pants.
You guys, all right, yeah, you're good. Yeah,
by the way, I had to take the breathalyzer now three times. I can't even do the breathalyzer.
Why?
Appropriately.
You have hurting lung capacity.
Because my flow was wrong.
Right.
Flow
what did he? What did
horrible.
He blow? By the way,
he hasn't blown.
He just
yet.
Had a drink.
All right, let's move on.
No, he's a dummy. Just pass on him.
I had to do a mellow flow.
Steady.
I went too hard at it.
You don't know how to blow through the thing?
Let's move on.
Your wife must be so bitter at you.
Steady. Keep going.
Well,
what happened?
Hope he's not bitter at her.
All right, did he get anything? How does he not know to blow that thing?
Relax.
That's pretty good.
He's creeping towards the legal threshold.
Yeah. You're basically hammered already.
That's solid.
That's good. The one thing I learned is how you learn how quickly you get hammered.
No,
it's probably a two and a shot.
Although you chugged.
That's not legal, but would you drive right now?
Yes, yeah, probably would. And you'd be under the legal threshold, but
I would right now too.
Although you chugged, I finished the drink. So it's not like you've had more drinks than me.
I'm going to try to do this legit because I want to drink, but I'm going to do the test.
What is
I'm
this
waiting.
Milky concoction you're drinking right now?
Eggnog. I'm like being festive eggnog. And I'm being Christmassy.
Yes, you are.
No one else is.
Are we writing this down?
Drabby is. Adam
is. Yeah, Drab's recording it.
Adam is. Yeah. See, we know how to follow instructions. Took JP 4. Jason's a big giant.
0.055. Oh, you guys are going to
you know what?
There.
Oh, boy. For being a big lurch, here we go. Your tolerance is kind of low.
I've cut back.
I thought you were the biggest drunk.
No, you say Jason. That. It gets me so bitter when
Jason,
you say that.
During the break.
Because I've
you
cut...
drink every night.
No, I don't.
You know what? Cakes is the closet.
No, I don't. Drunk. Because you know why? I hate the way it makes me feel the next day.
By the way, for the listeners out
there. The happy hours are drying up.
For the listeners out there.
Yeah.
Thank you to Quincy.
I get so bitter.
Yes, Quincy. Because they put up $1,000.
$1,000.
$500 goes to the highest BAC at the end of
watch,
the show.
Watch correct. Me do this
not
perfectly.
About right now, and you
so
can
bitter.
Vote at Junks Radio.
By the way, I think
there's
I need,
a poll. Jason, I think you're going to work with me on this. Somebody during the break said we should give $50 to Drab T-shirt to buy a new shirt. So he hates Drab T-shirt shirt that he's wearing today.
We're all at the
it's
point
a
five.
New silly.
Do you want the $50 to buy a new shirt, Drab?
Yes.
You do?
You're just giving him $50.
Don't give it to him.
No, he's got
to
earn it.
I'm going to give him $50.
We got to see your boobs or
apparently
something.
Apparently his shirt's terrible.
I don't need $50
to shirt.
You got to show your boobs.
By the way, we're taking calls.
How bad do you want to see them?
Taking calls at
800-636-1067.
You can call us at 800-636-1067. The interesting thing is we're all going to probably blow about the exact same because we've had the same drinks. We've had the same shot and the same
no,
drinks.
No, but some of us have more time. Like, Cakes drinks four beers every night.
I understand that.
Cakes is probably going to blow 0.01.
Stop.
Eric,
stop.
What was your BAC?
0.52 or whatever it is. 0.52.
So right now, Cakes is last.
What did he have?
0.045.
I'm telling you, he's the biggest drunk here.
So can we list
okay,
them
but
real
a lot
quick?
Of it has to do with an officers. Here. You can talk about this.
JP was at 0.54.
0.54.
I was at 0.55.
JP's going to sprint away with this.
5.2.
At the end. I just know you.
Yeah.
I might try to snake him.
All right, so right now, the leader in the clubhouse is your boy.
What you Papa. 0.54, you're one 100th of a point.
Guess what?
He's going to crush you.
Guess what a lead means in a four-lap race?
Although, I've never met two more money-hungry guys than those two. So, it actually was going to be
I mean, the smart money's on that side of the table.
I'm not that money-hungry. I'm not doing dumbass pregame shows. You kidding me?
When it has to.
Hold on. Should be award-winning
you know
pregame
what?
Shows. Thank you.
That's a good point, Jason.
And we're going to be
this guy doesn't know Thanksgiving night and does pregame shows.
You're right.
We're going
to
be
and then he goes over to NBC Sports Washington and he does a postgame. 2 a.m.
Four Days Grill. Burke, 11 a.m. Officers Perez and Sergeant Thorne, how much does weight have to do with blood alcohol content? So we've had the
hey,
same amount of drinks.
Why are you pointing at me? Why are you pointing? You said weight.
Yeah, you were.
Okay, wait.
You were.
Wait.
You're pointing at me.
Okay, I'm pointing at Lurch. He's the biggest.
Oh, it's a mixture. It's a mixture of got weight, water weight in the body fat, how much food you had in your stomach.
Right.
How much.
So I'm botching my idea, but
factors.
I had an idea to win it.
Yes.
I thought about cutting weight last night and not eating at all. Would that have been a smart move to get the highest blood alcohol
content?
Yeah, so
if you were, like, dehydrated, you know, like, if you had barely any water in your body, then the alcohol would affect you more.
I peed when I got up.
So now I got a chance.
So now you should eat.
If you eat,
eating is a disadvantage.
Eating is a disadvantage, yes.
All right, thank you, officers. Yes, Craig Hoffman's on the line.
I'm eating my palm.
Our Redskins beat reporter.
Craig on. We haven't
EB, it's a Redskins Friday brought to you by the one and only Sports
Book. Minutes?
Hold on.
Hollywood Casino.
Let's go to him next break. Next
to give him a full segment.
Yeah, we can't just
go. We don't want to disrespect him.
It is disrespectful.
Is that okay with Craig, or would you rather go on now?
I think he can probably do next. I know he's got a couple national radio hits, too.
Oh, so. I ask him. If he wants
Mr.
to come
Fancy
on now,
man.
It's his call.
Hey,
if he wants to come on now, we can have more time next break.
No, he can't He can't do 3 minutes.
Craig, do you want to come on now, or you want to go on next break? It's up to you.
Next
up
break.
Up to you guys. I feel like I am the designated driver for whatever segment I'm on.
But if you have a hit, or you just want to go to sleep.
No, the national hit's already done, so you guys tell me.
Let's do next.
Let's do next
segment.
Let's let Craig Hoffman breathe a little.
Right,
because
we'll
we don't want to disrespect you. I'll be honest with you. Craig doesn't come up on our phone screener, so I didn't know he was on.
Right, because he's on the comm rec.
Right,
because the Radio Insider bit. Can you play Radio Insider?
JP knew, but he's drunk. He's flaming.
Yeah. I'm not drunk.
Seahawk, we're going to do the next segment, buddy.
Sounds good.
We got some serious stuff to get into.
Oh, well, you guys are neck and neck.
See, this is the problem with the... this sounds like my podcast. Everyone talking over each other.
Sounds like every junk show.
This is the problem with the Christmas show. Everyone
Seal's
just
job.
Well, they just it's fine. It's still good. It's good information. But everyone on the Christmas show just talks over each other.
Yeah, they do. Right.
Flame.
It's because we're drinking.
Jason, it's 23 years of that. Get used to it.
There's no discipline here.
Let's go to the phones then.
Oh, we're on the phones. Then? All right, so next. Craig, you just chill. We'll have more eggnog. All right, let's go to
someone
Chris.
Says EB's a lightweight.
That's why? I believe fact. The third bet, third lowest.
Yeah, just a lightweight.
It's that your tolerance level.
I did the shot.
You seem the most drunk.
No, you did the shot.
I'm the most fun.
The only one that didn't do the shot was Fat Boy over here.
What are you talking about?
He did it with me. No, he did.
What are you joking?
Case and I, you by the way, shot, we did more than you guys. We slugged the drink.
Yeah, we chugged.
We chugged it.
You slugged the hell of it all over you.
We chugged the drink. You didn't chug nothing.
We'll put up money.
What do you want to put up money on?
Boy,
oh,
here
comes the side bets. I'm patient. I'm waiting for the 9 o'clock hour.
All right, let's go to Chris. Hey, Market. Chris,
you're
what's up, buddy?
You waiting for your chance with the uppercut?
Merry
hey,
Christmas.
Hey, guys. Sounds like you guys are having a good time. Merry Christmas to you, too. Yeah. EB, this might be in bad taste, but I got a would you rather for you.
All right.
For 24 hours.
All right.
Would you rather be stuck in a room
right.
with the A1 sports nerd right. or John Feinstein?
Adam, 100 times out of 100.
Oh, yeah, that's not even.
I mean, that's the easiest question.
That was so easy.
That's
to
the
answer.
Easiest wow. question in history. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather not have a hookup to Kava,
right,
or have to pay for your lease of your car?
Now you're just making stuff up off the top of your head.
Thank you, Chris.
The
yeah, lease wasn't very well thought out. Yeah.
I want the free lease on my car.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
that's like $900 a month. Yeah. Right. I want that.
Are you eating $900 worth of Kava every
He's
month?
Driving a 5 series. He's driving a 5 or 7.
540.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Kava every day doesn't equal
bucks.
The lease.
Yeah. No, it does
the
not. Lease is silly. Don't
that was the worst hypothetical ever.
Stop messing with my lease.
Come with better hypotheticals,
right,
people.
Let's go to Kevin. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime
and
in.
And you can tweet your Junkies confessional questions at Junks Radio or at The One Sports Nerd.
If you want to see a grown man cry... Somehow make me lose my free AT&T.
Well,
then
that would
see,
hurt.
Then you'll see a grown man
you guys
cry.
Will, like,
don't say
off your
that.
Chin.
Well, it's impenetrable. Nobody,
you know
can, nobody,
yeah, yeah.
nobody can get
we
into
the,
it.
We have the biggest
okay,
hookup
but
ever.
It's not even worth the risk.
I lost my phone for a moment, and I almost started tearing up.
5 seconds?
Well,
I've always said I'd rather
minutes.
Lose my children.
Than my phone. Right.
What's up?
Kevin.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas.
Felicidades.
Whatever that is.
So let's if we want to give Adam some cash, let's get him in his boxers with a Santa cap and a sign wishing a motorist happy a Merry Christmas.
You want to do that?
Just gotta go on South Capitol Street. Why are we giving our money to Adam?
I don't know.
Because I mean, he'll do anything.
He is kind of the charity case. Say yes.
First of all, you know he loves attention, so he'll do it.
He'll say yes to
he'll
anything.
Do anything for
would
a
would he get arrested for that? Could it be out on the in boxers?
Sure.
But is that okay? Can you can
I
you be
so.
In public and walk around in your boxers? Or is that are you in trouble with that?
Not at all.
No problem.
As long as you're covered.
What if he has like a B cup? So what if he have like a B size?
Yeah, he's showing
so.
His boobs.
That's kind of like
I think just the bottom area needs covered.
He's got a thimble.
But even
anyway,
if you
have,
we might not want to see that. But just the bottom
Adam's
area.
Adam, want
we get
that?
An answer? By the way, Drac told us that he would shut down the $200 proposed bet.
What one?
But Adam, where he would make out with
right.
Drap. So Drap shut it down.
Right.
But Adam, would you have done that? A 10-second kiss.
10 seconds. I want 30.
Drab.
30 is expensive.
For $200.
I like Drab t-shirt, but no.
You would not do
I
that?
Would not do
would
that.
You do it just
say,
for a peck?
It's so easy to say now that Drab already shut it down, because I think he probably would.
By the way,
you have to give Eric enough time to unbuckle his pants.
You would get sized.
For watching those two dummies kiss?
By the way, DJ Durkin just texted in on the text machine. He said, we got to pick up the pace.
What, on the drinking?
He did?
Yeah.
DJ's not happy.
Got to pick up the pace.
That's the Thompson Creek Windows text machine.
DJ did
they just fly over their heads or what?
Standard message and data charges may apply.
Shocker.
You can send in your questions. You can call us, 800-636-1067. It's open line holiday show.
And Christmas
but next.
Show. Christmas.
Seahawks. We're going to talk to Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter, because it's a Redskins Friday brought to you by the one and only sports book, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright wine.
This is Tua Tag's favorite Christmas song.
Oh, he loves it. He loves throwing touchdowns to Jerry Jeudy and listening to this Christmas tune.
But he didn't win the Davey O'Brien Award last night. I was watching that with Dylan
yesterday. Nobody cares about that award.
Kyler Murray won it, yeah.
But you know what, Cakes? This is what you need to know. The person that wins the Davey O'Brien typically wins the Heisman. So maybe Tua's not going to win the Heisman. It might be Kyler.
He may, based on the conference championship games, but it's kind of unfair because Tua was hurt.
10 for 25, two picks.
Again, hurt. Both ankles banged up, and played a much tougher defense. But
hey, we have a lot going on.
See what the voters
show.
Decide.
Let me do a couple of plugs.
Yes.
Can I give Cakes a fill in the blank?
Sure.
I spilled cocktail sauce on my
tail cock.
I don't even know what that is.
I would say he did cocktail backwards.
You spilled
cocktail sauce on your
couldn't crack
pants.
On my pants.
A certain part of your pants.
I did.
Everything's going way over the head today. Woo, 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 woo.
No, I got your other
thing. All right,
we got a lot
going
DJ?
On. Of course.
Please.
It's the holiday show.
Cakes didn't.
And we want to let everybody know, don't drink and drive this holiday
season.
Do
not. It's a dumb idea.
Designate a sober driver or use Wrap Sober Ride, now powered by Lyft. That starts December 15th. Go to SoberRide.com for details. And you have a Lyft coupon code. Or Lyft. Coupon.
Coupon.
Lyft,
Lyft, coupon. Lyft, Lyft, Lyft. It's a Lyft coupon code. I believe my ride here cost me $1.58 once the coupon code was applied.
Very nice. Somehow.
Did you tip?
Not yet.
I will.
Was it the same driver?
No, impossible.
Well, then why? You should have tipped both. You got to
tip
both
I think
I can
do it online.
Oh.
On my
you
phone.
Don't know who my driver
Ricky.
Was.
Your driver was Rick Pitino.
Ruddy.
Ruddy?
Hold on. Let me tell you my driver. If I can find it.
His name was Ruddy?
I've got you beat. My driver was Termana.
Where
I'm going to tip him right now. You know what? Because I'm festive. Had a few drinks.
How much?
$10.
That's
what's wrong
nothing.
With that?
That's good.
I can either tip him 0,
know?
9, 10,
I
or 13.
I gave 20%, which was $11 plus.
How do you know who your driver was? Like, can you can go back?
Says it.
I can go back and look?
Yes, of course you can.
You know who my driver was? Me.
Well, I mean, you had some help.
Bish Bucks.
Yeah. No, my driver's Salido.
Well, hook up Salido.
I
hook him up.
I did. I gave him $6.
Real quick, right now, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. It's a very, very popular game, the 10th caller game.
It is.
You
People
win tickets
it.
To see the Wizards take on the Celtics Wednesday, December 12th at Capital One Arena. Tickets still available through Ticketmaster.com or the Capital One Arena box office. It's courtesy of the Washington Wizards and Monumental. Get complete details at thefandc.com/contest. So we'll do that. Hold up. I can scratch this off.
Boy, Flakes was at Capital One Arena yesterday doing some Christmas shopping.
Want to let the listeners know at 8:20 and 8:40. Do you know what's happening at 8:20 and 8:40?
No.
We're giving away Redskins tickets.
That's a good thing.
Redskins Giants tickets.
By the way, there's going to be about 8 people at that stage.
Speaking of the Redskins, it is a Redskins Friday presented by the one and only sportsbook Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. And our Redskins beat reporter, Craig Hoffman, has been waiting patiently to fill us in on what's going on. What's up, Seahoff?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Hoffman.
How do you like that for a build-up? It's about a 10-minute build-up to you.
I'm sorry, buddy.
All right, so Seahawk, right. I didn't listen to the presser yesterday with Grudog. How many questions did he field on the Alex Smith deal, or did the
like one because he deferred to this?
Yeah, it was just the one because he said, you know, we're going to defer to the statement,
the privacy statement.
Yeah, Liz, his wife, has asked me to keep everything private, so that's what we're going to do out of respect for them.
Were you proud of your boys for kind of breaking the story?
What do you mean, kind of? How about we did break the story?
I mean, yeah, no, you guys did a good job on that. That was, you guys were out ahead. A lot of national people obviously followed up after and been able to learn a lot more. So,
thank you.
Well
did
done.
You believe?
I will ride on the coattails. I did nothing.
Seehoff, did you believe it when you heard it?
Yes, I did. You know, you'd heard grumblings about some stuff, but never like the threshold that I have to get as the very official reporter is
very high.
And so never able to nail it down, but you guys got stuff that you could go to air with. And so, EB, nice job.
This is just me speaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Alex Smith will announce his retirement sometime in the spring or summer.
I don't know about that.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
No, it's not an opinion. It's an informed opinion.
Well, informed opinion, but that's just my take on it. I think he's going to announce his retirement. I'm not sure what the cap ramifications are. You can probably fill us in on that. But
I can fill you in.
Some insurance things are kind of interesting.
Yeah. So first thing, I think it's too early to know exactly. Like now having gained a better understanding of kind of what's going on, I think it's still too early to know, but it is certainly a possibility. Like, the career-threatening stuff is real. With that said, they've got insurance on his contract, and I'm not sure how much, because when I initially asked this a couple weeks ago, hey, what if I was met with this is a very unlikely scenario, but here's your answer, like, reluctantly. So I didn't want to push too hard on more of the details, but if it becomes a reality, obviously we'll find out the cap ramifications. But they get some kind of cap credit for the amount of the insurance. I'm not exactly sure how much that is. And obviously, it's going to also depend, I think, on when that determination is made. I think the safest bet right now in terms of their future is that they're probably going to wind up having to pay. You know, they're going to wind up paying him no matter what. Alex is going to get his money, which in this case is good
right.
for him.
Right.
But at the same time, how much is it going to count against the cap? And does that check come from the Redskins or from insurance? That's still kind of unclear at the moment. But for next year, the quarterback position is probably going to cost them $23.5 million.
What I heard, I don't know if you reported or somebody else, was something in the realm of a $12 million insurance.
I haven't heard that. Yeah. So I can't.
Well, this is what.
But I don't know, EB. You've been on a roll, so maybe we should just go with.
This is what we do know, Seehoff. We know that.
Be careful! Don't say too much.
No. I'm just talking about for the future. Yeah. At that position, the Skins are currently screwed. So there's going to have to be some serious decision making here.
But Colt is not as bad as thought. So they
no,
can,
that's right. fine. They got Colt a little insurance. That's fine. He'll be fine. But do you want Colt McCoy starting in Week 1 next year?
Maybe over a rookie.
Yeah, I don't think Colt starting next year is the worst idea. The problem is that Colt's reminded you that he gets hurt a lot.
Yeah,
right.
And
of course.
So that
also throws a bunch of picks too.
Well, yeah, you know, I feel better about the picks than I do about the injuries. Like, I feel like Colt, with especially if he has an off season and training camp and all that kind of stuff, he can clean up some of the stuff where the Dallas game he was off with the receivers. You know, some of the timing stuff, get a better feel. Like, he'll play more, and that will be beneficial to him playing better.
No, look,
the question is how long is he going to play?
I get it,
and you need to draft a quarterback.
That's what I'm saying.
It is unquestionable.
I know Colt can win a game or two or three or four for mm-hmm. you, but in terms of going forward as your franchise quarterback,
absolutely.
Colt's not the guy. So that's why I say they're kind of screwed, and they have to make some serious decisions going forward.
And here's the tough thing. You've already got the money invested in Alex and Colt. Can you afford what a first-round pick cost and having over $30 million in the position? And the irony, of course, is they didn't want to pay Kirk Cousins. Is that a fair? No, but the reality is they might wind up spending a percentage of the cap on quarterback that they were reluctant to spend on Kirk. Obviously, it's different when you have a rookie and first rounder, and who knows if that player winds up being great. But it is generally thought of as a pretty weak quarterback class, so that's not exactly helpful. The guys get pushed up anyway. If you don't really want to spend a first rounder, you're getting some guy in the second rounder who would typically be a third or a fourth. Like, that's not ideal.
Well,
either.
it was a weak class, you know, kind of throughout the year and even before this college season started. Because no one really thought that Dwayne Haskins was a serious, you know, contender in terms of being a top line quarterback in the first round. But once he had the year that he had, that made the class and the strength of the class a lot better. I could see, you know, a team like the Redskins trying to trade up to try and get a guy like Dwayne Haskins, because
maybe.
I think he'll be the best quarterback of the class.
I He could, but there were five in the first round last year. Are all five better prospects than Dwayne Haskins if he's your one? Probably Lamar.
The five from last year?
Yeah, probably
definitely
not Lamar.
Not Lamar.
But the other four?
I think Darnold is overrated.
Rosen is still a question mark. Allen seems to be.
I'm talking about a year. Rewind a year ago, how you felt about those four guys. Allen, Darnold, Rosen, and Baker.
Okay, but
right,
but hold on a second. If you put Haskins in that same year, the year that he had, I would have put Haskins up there, you know, right behind Mayfield and Darnold.
Okay, I think there's going to be a lot of split decision.
I would have put him ahead of Rosen and Allen.
Yeah. Okay. I think there's going to be a lot of the good news is the quarterback list came out yesterday for the Senior Bowl, and all these dudes are going. So we're going to get a really good look at them when I go down to Mobile in January.
I'm going to that game.
I haven't had a chance to watch them all up close yet. So, I will be spending probably a lot of time this offseason watching a lot of these games back and trying to generate my own opinions, obviously talking to scouts and figuring out how they feel about it. I feel like it's going to be similar to last year in a way, because last year you had four guys basically who everyone was arguing over who's the best and in what order, and there was no consensus. I feel like that's going to be similar to what we have. Haskins might eventually rise to the top, like you're saying, Lurch. But, between him, Herbert from Oregon, and some of these other guys, I think it's going to be pretty mixed, and there's holes, gigantic holes in all of their resumes.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so going forward real quick, we've got about 2 minutes.
Can I say something
Sunday
about this game?
Yeah.
I think Craig and the media in general, in the public at large, has been a little too hard on Mark Sanchez. I think they disrespect him a little bit. Because obviously in the grand scheme of things, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not a world beater. But the guy has won 37 games. He's taken – did he take the Jets twice?
Twice to the AFC Championship.
I just think people disrespect that. This guy's a phenomenal athlete.
He's competent.
Who's been a star at every level. Who was the fifth pick in the draft.
You think he's going to play well on Sunday?
I think he'll play okay. Yeah, I was impressed with how he played on Sunday,
actually.
I'll set
the over-under on turnovers, though.
1.5.
He's going to turn it over.
2.5.
All right, I'll go under.
I'll go under.
Under 2.5?
I want in on that,
too. A lot of action there.
I want in on that, too. I think people are disrespecting Sanchez.
I'm just saying. I'll put my own 20.
That's way too much money. I don't have that much confidence because I initially...
How about $5?
$5.
Done.
I'm in for five. Under.
I can't make two $5 bets on that.
Come on.
Get the bet book. Hand me the damn bet book.
Craig, I think you've been a little too hard on... Because you act like you can't even get through a game.
Look, he's struggled so far. Yesterday in practice, Gruden was ready to lose. Gruden was so mad at yesterday in practice that he got to the podium and told us he was mad about practice. Coaches don't do that. Mm-hmm. And the problem is Mark can't get them lined up and snap without a false start. So if he can get them lined up and the cadence and stuff figured out, then sure, when the ball gets snapped, he can deliver and play in quick game and do some of the things that they asked to do. And I think he can be serviceable. He's competent. He's fine. He's no better than fine. And we just have way too much. I mean, even I was, that, you know, his
people act
two
like
AFC
he's Nate
title.
Peterman, though. He's not Nate Peterman.
No.
The guy's won 37 games in this league.
But he also won them on the back of a extraordinarily good defense in New York. And his job was to be a game manager. Now, his job here will be a game manager. I think also some of the frustration, though, is everyone's like, well, they need the defense to play well. This defense is not going to turn it around. I have very little confidence in
their
defense.
Why is the defense falling off?
Because their line is tired. I think they erred in playing Payne and Allen so much heavy earlier in the year. I think those guys are not playing nearly as well. And they're not going to get rest this week because they're having long practices because they got to get Sanchez ready. The linebackers have been inconsistent. I think that there's a lot of finger pointing and things going on behind the scenes. I don't think this is a cohesive unit right now, and I think earlier in the year it was. So I don't have faith in them to turn it around, which makes Sanchez's job harder. And he's, I don't think, up for, a task that no Redskins quarterback has been able to accomplish this year, which is scoring a ton.
All right, we got to go, bro.
Yeah, we got to go. Tell DJ to zip it. Stop talking.
I'll let him know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Craig Hoffman,
thank
a Redskins beat reporter for 106.7 The Fan. It is a Redskins Friday presented by the one and only Sportsbook. Hollywood Casino
we need a side bet.
Races.
We're like Tiger
Coming
and Phil. There's no side bets.
Yeah, what's
We've
happening
got
side
here?
Bets.
Yeah.
We have What's in Santa's Sack.
Zippy callers. Open up the phone lines.
Our great friend, Tim Seymour from The Palm.
Right.
He's unbelievable. He's going to join us. And, of course, we'll take your calls. 800-636-1067. It's our annual holiday show here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, Ben! You guys know what time of year it is?
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP-180 Weight Loss. The standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Their Alexandria location now open and taking appointments. New spot in Ashburn, Virginia as well. It is our annual holiday show.
It is.
A drinking show. We got a lot going on.
Producer's feeding me all kinds of information during the break.
A lot of moving parts.
And I am already slurring my speech.
Well,
I understand that.
You're the leader in the clubhouse.
I might be catching up a little. I
should mention, no,
Jason actually the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah,
the last.
What?
You guys are very close.
The last round
BAC by 1/100th of a point.
Okay, fine. But I'm just, look, you can follow us on Twitter, at Junks Radio, at thefandc.com is the website, or thesportsjunkies.com. Shorts is putting up updates. I think Jason blew a .55 right around 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Or
0.055.
Yeah, 0.55. He should mention, D. Smith is going to join us, executive director of the NFLPA. He's going to join us at 8.
He's walking in
annual
right now.
Annual tradition, Bruce the Hugger, apparently in the building.
He's in the building.
Yes.
Just got dropped off.
By the way. How's he look? Did he shower?
He looks amazing,
He looks amazing.
Yeah. He's got a new look.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Merry awesome. Christmas.
So Bruce the Hugger is here. And annual tradition, The Palm, our man Timmy Seymour.
Do we love The Palm or what?
The Palm is here. I already had a fantastic omelet this morning.
Thank you. Look at this.
But they have brought lobster.
Oh,
I may actually not have lobster.
This is a picture.
Because I am eyeing, they have their delicious chocolate cake, and they have their amazing carrot cake here.
They brought a full cake for JP.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an unbelievable time to eat. We also should mention that Quincy's.
Yes.
We really need to thank Quincy's.
Yeah.
Quincy's has two spots. They have Quincy's in Gaithersburg, which is on Quince Orchard Road, and Quincy's in Bethesda. They're sponsoring the Christmas show contest. Here's the deal. They've put up $1,000 today. And Quincy's a locally owned neighborhood haunt. They have great American pub grub, live music, all sports, 18 Infinity Edge TVs. $500 goes to the junkie with the highest blood alcohol content at the end of the show.
I might snake it from
bucks.
You guys.
And we have side bets. And here's a side bet I'm going to offer Jason. I have $100 right now.
All right, hold on.
I'm offering $100.
That's a big 100. One.
That you finish that drink this segment, which you know ends right between 7:53 and 7:55. So you have 5 to 7 minutes to finish that entire drink.
Does it work?
And by the way, if you do that, you probably are going to have a chance
to
win the $500. That's $100 to finish that drink.
But you also have
this segment.
You have
to remember, when we go to break, if I go to break and you haven't finished it, you're done.
Now,
and then you have to hand me a Hunsky, right?
Well,
no, he didn't.
You gave him a free roll, basically.
That's true.
You gave him a free roll.
This is for others.
Now, what you have to remember is,
what time are we going to break?
You're going to be at the Palm tonight.
We'll split the difference.
54.
Because
time's a wasting.
5 minutes.
You have to be at the Palm later. Remember that. With our man Timmy Seymour.
By the way,
Timmy Seymour, I'm going to see you tonight at about 5:30.
5:30.
I want VIP treatment.
Oh.
When have you had less?
By the way, Timmy Seymour came to one of our pregame shows. Have the other junkies named Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop come to pregame the show?
Why on earth
would I do
that?
It was down the street. I was running errands, and I said, I heard you guys are there. I said, hey, let's just pop in and give them a little shocker.
Junkie supporter.
I need to come. I haven't been at Palm in years. Is it okay? Would I be treated nicely?
Of course. Yeah, years?
It's been years.
Yeah, maybe now that I've been here.
It's been
years. It's been so long.
You know what? Yeah. Jason is no shame. He goes probably, one caricature, time,
probably
goes
table
time.
Manners.
His caricature had dark hair.
Oh, you know, and I'm gonna try to fix your caricature. Yeah. I'm gonna get a couple of different cutouts. Maybe a bouffant, maybe an Elvis look.
Give him a
you know,
film.
Maybe something. I'll put you know, I'll try give each like one and see which one looks.
Anything would be an improvement on the current. So whatever you want to do. Give me an Elvis hairdo. I don't care.
Timmy, will you tell people what you've blessed us with this morning?
Nova Scotia lobsters.
Oh, right.
Yeah. 3 to 5 pounds. We get them out of Canada, and they're just as sweet as could be.
Now, what is do you think Chuck from Castaway would be sized for this man?
What is the sweet spot for lobster, like in terms of the weight? When you order one,
you know a lot of people ask if the bigger the lobster, the tougher it is. But it's not; it's just a bigger piece of meat. I mean, you know, a 3-pound lobster is probably one of the most perfect lobsters. I mean,
you
get to be 5- and 6-pound lobsters; those are big animals.
What is the special going on right now at the Palm and Tyson's?
Well, we don't run any specials in the month of December
because
we're captive.
There,
we're captive, but we do have the gift card promotion that we run every year.
Promotion.
You know, every $250 you spend, you get $25 back. You know, in the form of the gift card. So it's you know it's a pretty good deal, and you know it's a good way to say Merry Christmas to your loved one.
I've never seen a bigger piece of lobster on a fork than what EB has right now.
Jesus.
It's a lobster lollipop.
I mean, this thing's unbelievable.
Based on what you know.
I'm willing to stroke out for this lobster.
Based on
I'm
what you
it
know,
in the butter.
Junkies,
you might choke.
Hey, there's no question.
What would your
that.
Guess be? And there's a poll at Junks Radio on which junkie at 954 will blow the highest blood alcohol content.
Well, it depends on that if that $100 bill goes over there.
It could help Jason. But who do you think
it doesn't look like it?
Jason's
going to happen.
Dude, I got to be in your restaurant.
Yeah,
later
let me tell you something, Eric. I say you're starting to fade now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's got
some weakness over here.
Yeah.
No. I know, but the alcohol affects me, and I, you know, it's fine. Like I have 2 drinks, and I'm hammered. But JP loves money so much; you don't understand that he is going to do everything in his power to win this.
He just gave away $100. What do you mean?
I didn't because there's no chance he's going to finish.
Yeah,
Jason's scared.
There's no way I can finish.
Tim, if Evie walked into your restaurant
now, it's not that I love money.
Would you continue serving him alcohol at this point?
Yes. Of course. Right. I got good money.
Another drink.
I spent my money over there.
Yeah. You know, take good care of it. So I don't see any rings here, guys, yet. No rings yet?
Zippy rings.
I think they were.
Do you know that was one of the most magical nights? Having the ring ceremony at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you guys have the ceremony
amazing.
At your restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Restaurant?
All the guys came in.
Oh, my God. What was that like?
Oh, it was awesome. And I got, all the guys came in, and it was really kind of funny because they all came in, and all of the players sat outside on the patio, and all the plus ones were inside.
Right.
You know? And
all the
hotties. Yeah, so they weren't supposed to know that the cup was there. Mm-hmm. So the cup came in early before they got there. We put it in the boardroom. And waited, and then once everybody was there, I got the guys, and I escorted them downstairs to my service elevator in the kitchen, then back upstairs on the pedestrian elevators, and I was escorting the cup through the lobby, outside, and then up the sidewalk through the patio. So these guys would see the cup, and they were thinking they were going like, oh, the cup's here. Nobody moved.
Really?
Nobody moved. They didn't know what to do.
Very cool.
Yeah. So what we did is our attempt was to get them to follow us into the restaurant with the cup, and they all just kind of sat there. But
what about all the regular patrons that were in the restaurant?
It was closed.
Oh, everything was closed.
Yeah, we closed. Yeah, we closed. Dick Patrick called me up late in August.
That's a big check to write to close the restaurant for the night.
You would think. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I wasn't about the check.
Oh, okay. I get
wasn't it. About to check then. Dick Patrick called me up and asked me. He said, "Dude, would I be willing to host their ring ceremony?" And I said, "Geez, I'd be honored." And he said, "Well,
that's true because there's too many people.
We'd be
you couldn't
honored.
Have anybody else in there."
Well, I pulled all the furniture out of there.
Wow!
And brought in big round tables, and you wouldn't recognize the restaurant. You know, red tablecloths.
Was Ovi hammered that night?
He was. They were all. I'll tell you when
I
they
hope
opened
he was.
When yeah. they opened those boxes, it was like. 3, 2, 1. They all opened at the same time. There were gasps.
I'm sure there were.
I mean, everybody was just.
They probably couldn't believe what they were seeing.
No, yeah. Nobody could.
Very cool.
We were. It was a magical night.
Tim, we always love having you join us.
See you tonight, buddy.
And the palm is amazing. From the steak to the lobster to the dessert. I'm a very big proponent of your dessert game.
I mean, I'm just crushing the lobster.
The carrot cake is unbelievable.
Pummeling.
The chocolate cake is great.
Hey, good stuff. Can you tell Robin or Sean, whoever's bartending tonight, to have a little Red Bull can?
I think it's going to be Sean and Dennis, but yeah, we'll have
just
them.
Just a couple
Jason
of Red
Bulls. Literally knows every bartender in the country.
It's sick. He knows, talent. He knows the Palm staff better than Tim.
Are you done?
Timmy Seymour, thank you very much. Everybody go
thank
to
you, thanks, guys.
In Tyson's Seymour. Corner. And
it's
when you
Seymour,
walk in,
Seymour.
You see the caricature of the Junkies right there at the entrance.
Yep.
Cakes hates his picture.
We'll scratch a little hair in there.
I've learned to live with it. It's okay.
8:20 and 8:40. What are we doing, Cakes?
Giving away something.
Redskins tickets.
Yes, Redskins
Giants
tickets.
Tickets.
So listen for that as our annual holiday drinking show. We still need to do what's in Santa's sack. We got side bets, all kinds of stuff.
And you can open the
line holiday show. 800-636-1067. I keep $100. Jason barely touched his drink.
Yeah. You're so soft.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.